Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
4 years ago, the city of Memphis decided to double down on a strategy of affirmative action policing that they had been practicing for decades. Officially, the city's theory was that black police officers are less likely to mistreat suspects and more likely to do a better job as compared to white officers.
What up, boy?
Who told you to get out the car?
Hey, dude, get up. What are you doing, man? Get your hands off me, Shaq.
There was never any data to support that theory, obviously. If anything, there was a lot of data to suggest the exact opposite. Indeed, Memphis had long been one of the most dangerous cities in the country, despite all the diverse hiring they were doing. But in 2020, Memphis went for it anyway, and they reduced their hiring standards even further to attract more black police recruits, and it worked. As expected, more black people did sign up to become Memphis police officers, and the police department became more quote-unquote diverse. But getting rid of merit in police academies is a lot like introducing DEI to medicine.
I'm afraid you're in trouble here. I got in through an affirmative action program. Dude doesn't need a chest cavity.
Or to the aviation industry.
Captain Antoine Mack speaking.
He sounds nice.
It doesn't just lead to inefficiency, it leads to death. And very preventable ones at that. But somehow this lesson has not been learned. Even in the state of Tennessee, just a few hundred miles from where Tyree Nichols was beaten to death, efforts to diversify policing by reducing standards are underway. And this time around, the stated goal is not to have more black men join the police force. Instead, the objective is to get more women recruits. So watch what's happening in the city of Nashville right now.
It's a male-dominated profession, so women are scared to take that step, maybe thinking that they're not able to do it, but you can do it.
Their goal, a 30% female police force. Last year, it was 11%. This year, it's 13%. Commander Tiffany Gibson is Metro's first female director of training. She says among the biggest changes they've made to help attract recruits, especially women, no more physical ability tests. Now trainees must pass a physical agility test designed to be a test in the field.
In that clip, they suggest that the new agility standards will help attract women because they mirror tasks that these women cops will have to do in the field. And read between the lines, and what they're saying is that the agility test is a lot easier than the old test. They don't go into too much detail about how much easier this new test is. So I looked into it. The old test required recruits to complete sit-ups, a 300-meter sprint, and a 1.5-mile run. Now, even those standards were not all that demanding. If anything, in a sane world, we'd be talking about raising those standards. But instead, we're going the opposite direction. The new test only requires recruits to run for 500 yards, rather than a mile and a half, plus 99 yards around some cones. There's also a couple of wall climbing tests, including a chain-link fence climb and a solid wall climb. Now, when you hear some of that, it might sound somewhat challenging. You know, a wall climb, a fence climb. And if you're not in very good shape anyway, maybe some of that could be a challenge to that. After all, climbing fences and walls, it's not something most people do on a given day. Unfortunately, the Metro Nashville Police Department has uploaded footage of what these tests look like in practice.
This is the chain link fence climb. For this test, you're to run up to the fence, scale the fence, and continue running to the finish line. The test may be administered twice with at least a 2-minute rest period between administrations. Your fastest time will be used as your score. Solid wall climb. For this test, you're to run up to the wall, scale the wall, and continue running to the finish line. This test may be administered twice with at least 2 minutes rest period between administrations. Your fastest time will be used as your score.
Okay, good thing you get the 2-minute rest in between those two extremely physically demanding tasks. So when you hear chain link fence climb and wall climb, your mind immediately conjures images of a tall fence and like a large wall.
The wall just got 10 feet higher.
At least one taller than a human being that you have to climb. What they don't tell you is that the wall and fence are like 3.5 feet high. You don't have to climb them so much as sort of skip over them. It's effectively a test to make sure you're not in a wheelchair.
Aww.
I'm not exaggerating when I say that this is a physical fitness test that my four-year-old daughter could easily pass. It's like a parody of a physical fitness test. Pathetic doesn't even begin to describe this. Now, as recently as 2005, things were very different. As WPLN in Nashville reports, applicants in 2005 had to run up and down a flight of stairs. They had to crawl under obstacles. They had to fire a revolver 6 times after they were exhausted. They also had to climb a 6-foot wall, so like at least twice as tall as what they have to climb now. Can you imagine the people who don't pass the current test? Because I guarantee that's still not 100% graduation rate. There are people who can't even do that. As WPLN reports, quote, the extreme stunts that police would rarely encounter in real life are gone, especially the ones that often weeded people out. Yeah, you wouldn't want to weed people out in a physical fitness test. I mean, silly me, I thought that was like the whole point of a physical fitness test. Apparently not. If you're struggling with collections, medical bills, credit cards, or personal loans, you need to check out PDS Debt. PDS Debt is an innovative one-stop shop to guide you on your journey to freedom from debt. There's no one-size-fits-all solution to becoming debt-free, which is why PDS Debt offers multiple programs and solutions tailored to your specific needs, budget, and future financial goals. Whether you're going through a serious hardship or just can't seem to keep up with the high interest on your credit cards, PDS Debt will craft a custom solution to give you instant relief and start saving you money. If you're making payments every month on your debt and your balances aren't going down, this program is for you. PDS Debt provides options that consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. Anybody with $10,000 or more in eligible debt qualifies, and there's no minimum credit score required. They want to help anybody with good and bad credit. Plus, with PDS Debt, you'll save thousands in interest and fees and pay off your debt in a fraction of the time. PDS Debt is offering my listeners a free debt analysis, and it only takes 30 seconds. Head over to pdsdebt.com/Walsh to get your free debt assessment today. That's pdsdebt.com/Walsh today. It's not limited to Nashville, of course. All over the country, police departments are understaffed.
I want to be a police officer.
What? And they're turning to women recruits and lowering their standards to fix the problem. This is something called the 30 by 30 initiative.
What is that?
The objective is to increase the number of women in recruitment classes by 30% by 2030. Again, it's all completely arbitrary, but more than 200 law enforcement agencies have signed on to this pledge, including the U.S. Marshals Service and the New York City Police Department. Supposedly, according to the 30 by 30 initiative, women are better cops because they, quote, use less force and less excessive force, and they're named in fewer complaints and lawsuits, and they're perceived by communities as being more honest and compassionate.
Yes, queen, slay!
Apparently, perception is what's important here. You know, no word on whether these women cops are actually more honest or compassionate. Those other two statistics are very likely to be true, if only because there are far fewer female police officers than there are male police officers. It's easy to be named in fewer lawsuits and use force less when you make up just 10% of the police department. Even if those numbers are adjusted on a per capita basis, which they don't appear to be, it really doesn't tell us much, other than that women police officers simply don't get involved as much in making arrests.
Drop the knife, miss. Casey, taser!
Huh? You're not going to have a use of force complaint if you're biologically incapable of using a significant amount of force in the first place. Now, everybody knows that's true, obviously, even though they get extremely angry when it's pointed out. Female police officers, almost without exception, are much less capable of doing their jobs effectively.
We are going to give this man a ticket, but a ticket to
a movie.
That's why they have to lower the standards. Police departments are having to pretend otherwise because they've demonized all the male cops.
You suck.
And in fact, they're still demonizing these cops even after they're mostly gone. Here's how the Washington Post puts it, quote, amid new standards of accountability and awakened mistrust in the communities, especially after the reckoning that followed George Floyd's 2020 death under the knee of a Minneapolis policeman, there has been an exodus of seasoned police officers. In other words, all these cops aren't leaving because left-wing governments slashed their budgets or allowed mobs to torch their police stations or called them racist every day for 4 years. No, these cops are fleeing because they don't want to be held accountable, apparently. That's why recruiting numbers are down by 90% in some major cities. Unless that messaging changes, until a major political party and all the corporate media stop attacking police officers, the problem will continue to get worse. Now, the point of this is not to demonize women, of course. The point is that it's always been a bad idea to deliberately and artificially feminize any institution. With policing, it's particularly suicidal. If anything, a sane society would be having a conversation about how to decrease the number of women cops, which is to say, we'd be having a conversation about how to get more physically fit men involved in policing. We wouldn't be lowering standards and then throwing women into dangerous situations they're not prepared for. That's what a society does if it despises women and despises itself. And unfortunately, as you may have noticed by now, that's exactly the kind of society we have.
And then you, this far, do, bam, bam, then up, down, and then,
and then this part?
No, it's this.
Oh.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.